Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I wanted to get to something I came to last night, purely by accident, actually. We talked to Bianca last night, who is part of an organisation called Love Is Not Tourism. And this is obviously in relation to COVID-19. Currently, at the moment, many countries around Europe have a system whereby they take into consideration if your wife or your partner or your girlfriend, long-term girlfriend, committed relationship girlfriend, lives in another country. Because as you know at the moment, you can't travel from country to country without going through a whole hoop. Denmark, Iceland, Germany, Canada, Norway, Austria, France, Sweden, Netherlands, Switzerland, Spain, Singapore, Chechnya, Finland, Italy, Lithuania all have in place their countries that allow the entry of unmarried partners under certain circumstances. In other words, if you can prove you're in a long-term committed relationship, I don't know how you do that, obviously pictures or maybe a joint bank account, or I don't know how you'd prove that, that they make allowances, that it's considered to be a necessary journey. And why wouldn't it be? And when I spoke to Bianca last night, she was with her boyfriend, who's currently stationed in Japan. He's with the American military. And they normally get to see each other two or three times a year. She's with him for the last 3 years. She can't get to see him because he's not allowed here without quarantine and all that kind of carry on. She's not allowed to go to America because Joe Biden won't let her in. And there's no allowances made for people who are actually in love. That's their support. That's their bubble, isn't it? So let me go to Ada, because there's been a lot of reaction to it. Ada, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Ada?
Hi, Niall. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Ada, you're in a situation as well. Where's your partner?
He's in the United States.
Okay.
And we're together for about 2 years and 4 months now at this stage.
How did you meet, by the way? How did you meet?
He was in Dublin, and it was actually on a dating app.
Okay.
But he was in Dublin, so he didn't, it was just random. It wasn't meant to happen, it just kind of happened.
And most good relationships were never meant to happen,
they
just happened.
Yeah, of course, because I was looking kind of locally anyway, so that's how it ended up. And so we met, and we have been traveling over and back to each other ever since then, about every 3 months until COVID struck.
And obviously there was a ban, firstly, on tourism into the United States on the visa waiver program.
So that came in then. I was due to go to him, but then the travel ban stopped that. And obviously, with the pandemic and everything, you had to be careful anyway.
There was a bit of a ray of hope there when Donald Trump lifted the ban last month, but then Biden put it back on 3 days
for
later.
About 5 minutes. All of 5 minutes till I Googled it and saw what was coming up after.
So I'm assuming you had flights booked and they had to be cancelled and all that kind of carry on. And
all of that, all of the above. And look, in the beginning, I was like, look, we have to do this. We have to do the right thing. It's disappointing, yes, but for the greater good, for everybody's safety, for our own safety, for everyone around us.
Yeah, sure, it'll only last a month or so.
It's
we'll
the
be
right
grand.
Thing to do. By the end of the summer, we'll kind of get back on track and we'll figure it out. But no, here we are, well down
later.
The line.
Yeah.
A year later, practically, and for all intents and purposes. And the further we're getting into it, the more I'm struggling, because it's like there's no end in sight and it's really becoming difficult. I'm finding it difficult.
Okay, no, I understand, and I'm sure you miss him. I mean, look, it's all well and good saying technology can keep you close together on FaceTime or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
not the
wonderful,
same as,
but it's not the same thing,
no,
And he is, it's just like what you were saying before I came on, like, he is my bubble.
Yeah.
And he's a huge support to me,
Yeah. So he's your partner.
Yeah, he is,
And you can't get to see him.
And I can't get to see him, so it's really, really difficult.
And it's something that everybody listening today, most people just take for granted. They have their partner, even if their partner lives a few miles away, they'll get to see them. If their partner lives in Cork, they can still drive down to see them.
Worst case scenario, like, if you want to see your partner and they live in Ireland, but the current restrictions don't allow you to do that,
I'm sure not
everybody's going to stick to that.
No, people are doing
it. If you get caught travelling, you're going to get a €100 fine. For me, I'm going to get a €2,000 fine, plus a possible hotel quarantine on the way back, which is another 2,000, and a criminal conviction my partner.
Okay, like, we tried to look into this last night. The criminal conviction only applies if you don't pay the fine, right? But it could be 2,000 out and 2,000 back and a possible quarantine. So, now, I don't know if America is one of the places where they have the quarantine, the mandatory quarantine from, but that, it probably doesn't matter because you're not going to be able to go to America legally anyway at the moment because they're not letting you in.
Yeah, the only way to do it is...
To meet in a neutral country.
To meet in, say, it would either be most people are doing, Turkey or Mexico.
Mexico.
It's putting people at more risk because you have to go to another country, stay there for 2 weeks and then travel on again. So they're putting people more at risk. So it's
and
not
if you went to Mexico and he went to Mexico, can you quarantine together?
Yes, you can. We can.
Okay.
I know that from being in, like, we have our own group, but there are other, like, there's the worldwide group as well. So those are all possibilities, but they're not without the risks, as in the paperwork in order. You're both going to different, to the same country, but you're coming from different places. So one of you may get there, the other one may not, for whatever reason.
And apart from anything else, Dublin Airport or the guards at Dublin Airport will possibly fine you €2,000 going out, €2,000 coming back, and possibly quarantine you as well. Which will cost
Did you say you found out that the criminal conviction is only if you don't pay the fine?
I'm assuming, see, these bills that people are getting there, the fines, they're civil bills, so they're civil fines. The same as under the Road Traffic Act, right? In other words, if you don't pay the fine and you end up going to court or there's a file sent to the DPP, then it becomes a criminal conviction. But I'm assuming that because it's a fine and on-the-spot fine, that if you pay it, it's not a criminal conviction.
Okay, I didn't realise that, so I must look into it further.
Do take legal advice on that, just in case I'm wrong.
Absolutely, I am actually in the middle of taking legal advice, so...
Yeah, okay, because I'm assuming they are what they call a civil bill, or it's a civil fine.
Yeah,
okay. So once you pay it, that's the end of the story, but if you don't pay it, you're then taken to court, and then it can become, it becomes contempt of court and not obeying the orders of the court, etc.
For people that don't have the money,
But either way, sure, look, you're not going to be able to do that. It's, as I said, it could be €2,000 out, €2,000 back, and it could be a quarantine as well, so you could be in a lot of trouble. But I appreciate what you're saying. You're not a tourist. You're going to see your partner. And let me just stay there, because I want to go to Colin as well. Colin, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Colin?
Hi, how's it going?
Colin, love is not tourism. Do you agree?
I agree, yeah, definitely. So I took a trip actually to see my girlfriend who's in the US, but I had to travel through Mexico due to the travel restrictions in the US.
Okay, so you had to go to Mexico, stay there for 2 weeks, and then you can go to the US.
Yeah, and then I stayed there for the maximum 90 days on the ESTA, and then came home just before Christmas. So, like, you know, I went to serious lengths to see her because we hadn't seen each other in 8 months.
How long are you with her?
And almost 4 years now.
Okay.
And you know, it's ridiculous because people really are going to do what they can, you know, if they can afford to, when, you know, a simple exception for people who are in long-term relationships could change that and make it easier, you know. And there could be measures put in place to ensure that people don't abuse that system, you know. So
photographs is a quite easy way to find out if somebody's in a long-term relationship.
There's countless things. We lived together for a full year in Dublin. She was here on a graduate visa, you know, so we've got a full year of rent paid and, you know, bills together and everything. So,
yeah,
you know, it would be very easy to prove it, you know.
It's very difficult to understand how COVID-19 can actually not just tear down a society and tear down people's jobs and lives and everything else, but also tear people apart who are literally each other's support. I mean, you wouldn't do that to a husband and wife. Well, you probably would, actually, if you were married and living abroad or something like that. But in saying that, the only difference is a ring on a finger.
If I had that, I would be able to travel directly to the US from Ireland and enter the country, you know?
Are you? Okay, so if you're married to the person, you can go, can you?
You can, yeah.
Okay, so it's only if you're not married.
Yeah.
And a lot of people nowadays don't get married. Some people just don't get married. They just live together or they just want to live together.
Yeah. And, you know, before I went, I actually had a one-year graduate visa to the U.S. cancelled after, you know, USA went into liquidation and I lost €1,000 from, you know, flights and visa fees. And I had an embassy interview 2 days before it was cancelled. So, you know, that was a huge, huge knock to us, like the fact that we were planning on getting a full year together in the U.S. and I would have been able to live there and work. And then it was like... You know, what do we do now, you know?
Very depressing listening to, by the way, yourself. And I know Ada got a little bit upset. But, I mean, it is very upsetting because you just miss the person if you're not with them. I mean, like, there's one or two texts coming in there, people, for example, saying, oh, can they not just FaceTime them? Yeah, why doesn't that person who texts in just FaceTime your wife there, for example?
Well, you know, and not see FaceTime her. And we do every single day, but, you know, it's not the same. Like, you know,
no, it's not the same. You want to be able to hold the person's hand, give them a hug, give them a cuddle, be their support, be there for them just like anybody else who has a partner.
Yeah. And I also feel for people, you know, maybe on other sides of Ireland, even, like, you know, you know, who can't see their family. Like, you know, it's a similar thing. Like, you know, just the fact that it's across, you know, halfway across the world.
But the difference is, if you know, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're living in Dublin, they're living in Cork, you can still drive there. I mean, look, okay, you get it, as Ada rightly said, there's a risk of being stopped by the guards and getting a €100 fine, but yeah, realistically, most people are... I don't believe there's any boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whatever, in this country who are not seeing each other, because that would be lunacy. And I don't think they're not seeing each other. They are seeing each other.
Yeah.
But they're doing and I hope they're doing it responsibly.
Yeah. You know, and there are restrictions in place, just like there's restrictions for people travelling internationally. You know, I guess the strife is just bigger for people like us, you know?
Well, because you have to go to Dublin Airport.
Yeah, and now I don't think I could afford to pay those fines and do all those things. So this was last year around September time that I took that trip, and there was much less restrictions in place at the airport and everything, you know.
Yeah.
It was an extremely stressful trip in that, you know, I had to connect to Amsterdam, fly to Mexico, you know, navigate a pretty crazy city on my own and stay there for 17 days and then fly to the US and then, you know, is that US immigration?
You obviously love her if you're willing to do that for her.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that's.
I'm sure she. Is she listening today? By the way,
She's actually at work right now. She's a nurse, so she's.
What's her name?
Libby.
Okay, Ada. What's your boyfriend's name? Partner.
Dell.
Okay, and is he working in the United States? Whereabouts in the United States is he?
Yeah, he's working in. He's in Texas right now.
All right. Okay. Oh, jeez, it's cold over there at the moment. Let me tell you. All right. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Don as well. Don, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Don?
Hi.
How you doing, Don? Now, Don, you are American.
I am American.
Okay, and you're here in Ireland right now?
Right now, yes.
Okay, and what's the reason you're here?
To see my partner.
Okay, but are you going to get to see your partner?
I'm here now seeing him, yes.
Okay.
But I was told at immigration that this would be my last trip allowed until restrictions were lifted.
So you're not going to get to see him again?
No.
And when are you going home?
Friday.
Oh my. Are you very depressed about that, Joe? I'm sure you are.
Yes.
I mean, that's really... So until these restrictions are all lifted, until Joe Biden, for example, lifts the tourism ban that he has in the United States,
yes,
he's not going to get to go over to see you.
No. The last time he was there was December of 19.
Okay. Yeah. And how long are you together?
Just about 19 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're not going to get to see each other then after that once you go home?
No, we won't. No.
And what did immigration say to you? They just said, look, this is it. We let you go this time, but this is the last time.
They've given me a problem. I've had 3 visits this calendar year. And I've had a problem every time, save one. They've let me through. I always come through with a negative COVID test, even before it was required. Also, I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
But they still give me a problem. This time I was actually pulled to the side and sat for 2 hours. And when they called me back up, she said, look, it's ridiculous that you're here. It's people like you that because I haven't seen my grandmother in months, and it's people like you. It's your fault. And I'm not going to deny you this time, but you will be denied from now on. Don't come back.
Oh, there's a lot of blaming going on, isn't there, these days?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really unfair. And so here we have Don, an American citizen. We have Colin, an Irish citizen whose partner lives in the US. We have Ada, an Irish citizen whose partner lives in the US. The site is called Love Is Not Tourism. In many countries, as I mentioned already, Denmark, Iceland, Germany, Canada, Norway, Austria, France.
Yeah,
Netherlands, Switzerland, Spain, mm-hmm, Singapore, Chechnya, Finland, Italy, Lithuania. They have allowances for people who are unmarried partners under certain circumstances to travel to see each other. But we don't have that. Stay there, both of you, a second. Let me just go, if I can, to Sinn Féin councillor Dahi Doolan. Dahi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Dahi, I don't know if you've been listening to you know, the two young ladies and this young man, and they have partners in other countries, well, the United States primarily in this occasion. I mean, people have partners all over Europe and all over the world. You know, long-distance relationships, we used to call them. They're now called something a little bit different. They use the name now, binational couples. Is there anything that we can do similar to many other countries now who make allowances? Now, they still obviously would have to have their negative COVID test. They still have to go through all the other hoops that everybody has to go to. That's fair enough. But the idea that when they go to Dublin Airport, it's not a necessary journey. Surely seeing your partner is a necessary journey.
Well, I think it's heartbreaking hearing these stories. I was following it in the media where it's even affecting people on the island of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Where one person was living, I think, down around Cork and others in the north, and they couldn't see each other. So I think one of the terrible side effects of COVID and COVID restrictions is personal relationships, and they're very, very important. I was involved in long-haul relationships myself. My parents are actually from Michigan in America, so I have every sympathy for these people. She's now living here. We're married with kids, and she hasn't seen her mother. My kids haven't seen their grandmother for years now because of the COVID restrictions, so it's heartbreaking. And I would hope that we can, sooner rather than later, address these issues in a very humane manner. But I'm also, it may not be popular, but I'm always conscious as well, this is a public health issue. It will not last forever. I've no doubt we are now beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel.
But the greatest respect, Di, we have to be logical about this. Like, Ada's partner lives in the United States and Texas. Texas per million, whatever it is, probably don't have any more cases than Ireland. If Ada goes and gets a negative test and goes to the United States, or her partner gets a negative test and comes to Ireland, surely to God, that the only thing stopping her at the moment is this part of is it a necessary journey? Surely to God, on compassionate reasons alone, I mean, this is not tourism. This is different to tourism. Tourism is just going to lie in the sun. Absolutely. She's going to see her partner.
Absolutely, and I know that. I don't have the statistics for Texas, but I do know that America hit the terrible number of 500,000, which is more deaths than the First World War, Second World War, and Vietnam, all in...
Out of a population of 360 million.
Let me finish. They're the seventh highest in the world. We're the 37th. We're ranked 37th for fatalities. So we are doing something right, and we will come out of this. And I know we just need to maybe white knuckles for now. I think we're talking about weeks now rather than months before we start coming out of this. And I think if we can just resolve to get through this, work together, support each other, we will come out of it quicker than otherwise.
Okay, but if it's a possibility, and you're right, in relation to the vaccines,
I need to be very clear about this.
I get that, Dahi, the point I'm trying to make is, if it's going to be a case of, and you know, I know Micheál is talking about bringing in legislation in the next 4 or 5 weeks in relation to mandatory quarantine, that part of it is going to stay for a while, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And the Gardaí at Dublin Airport is going to stay for a while. Even if we get businesses open and we get other things going again, that part is probably going to stay for a while. Although in England they've been talking about May the 17th for international travel. That still doesn't resolve the situation for these individuals. In the interim, why can't we look at what other countries are doing in relation to this? In certain circumstances or compassionate grounds, if you have a dying relative in England, if you have a partner who lives in England, or certain sets of circumstances, once they can be proven, why can't... Because we will look back at this in history and be ashamed of the way we dealt with this stuff.
Well, I think... Well, I don't know, because we're not out of it yet. I would hope, I would beg to differ, I would hope that we look back and think we did our best, we support each other, we're humane, and we got through it with lots
can
of life.
Can I just speak, Niall?
Sorry, Ada, you want to say something to Diane? Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't feel supported one little bit. I feel completely isolated. I feel completely left on my own. I feel like nobody cares about me. And it's not just about me. I have done all the right things. I've done all the isolation. I've done everything that's been asked of me. I'm on antidepressant medication because of this, and nobody is listening. Nobody is giving us hearing. We're not being mentioned. We're not being spoken about except for one or two really kind, compassionate people, including Niall. And we need to be heard. This is not good enough. There's no end date for restrictions. There's no plans from the government. There's no formal announcements. It's just let out through the papers, any which way at all, contradicting messages from the TDs. There's no end dates on travel restrictions, and it's restricting our freedoms. It's not fair. We can test, we can retest, we can isolate. We don't deserve to be treated like this. We're being treated very inhumanely, and I'm really, really upset.
Okay, Dahi, you can respond.
Well, I hear the upset. It's awful. I mean, to hear somebody on the radio being forced to go on air.
Hold on for a second. Hang on. Nobody was forced to go on air.
Just bear with me. That feeling that they've no other option, that their voice can't be heard except for people like yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be supportive here, Niall. I'm trying to be humane. And I do agree we need a roadmap similar to Britain. Boris might have made a lot of mistakes in the last 12 months.
And we haven't.
And if you could just maybe let me finish, this is a really sensitive issue, Niall, and try to be respectful here, that Boris might have made mistakes, as did governments here, without a doubt, but one thing he has done is he's laid out a roadmap, which I checked in detail, a roadmap taking us from now till mid-June, about how they're going to exit, and I think one of the faults here is communication, and I think, like your listeners, like your participants on today's show, we all need a roadmap to guide us from where we are now to where we need to be and how we're going to get there.
And I get what you're saying. And you know, it's all well and good, Michal, using the line, which he's used last three times, by the way, the end is in sight, right? But the end is not in sight for people if they don't see what Boris did the other day. And the only reason Michal was up there yesterday, because of the pressure, because of what Boris did the other day. And he actually gave them physical dates. So people can mark something absolutely on their calendar. I mean, if AD thought 21st of June, there'll be at least a review in international travel, at least she had something in her head that she could look forward to.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But at the moment, there's nothing.
I think you're right. And I think in the last 12 months, we have been limping from statement to statement.
It's putting your finger in the air, isn't it, and seeing which way the wind blows every day.
And sometimes, to be honest, I have stopped reading some of the statements because I thought they're so vague. We're on level 5 with certain criteria. We're on level 5 with certain exemptions. We're either level 5 or we're not level 5. While we see other countries mapping a way out of this, mapping the way through this, and I think the arrival of Joe Biden will help secure that. I would hope that our government will take heart from the leadership shown in other jurisdictions and will be able to provide support to your listeners that's humane, it's centric, and it's based on public
health, but in the interim, because I don't know, we go back a year ago, we were told, of course, by Simon Harris, this is only going to be for a couple of weeks, let's flatten the curve, right? Now, that's not Simon's fault, by the way, that it continued to go on. I'm just saying that's what we were told. But for these people, these three people I have on the air, they are being told, oh, this will probably be grand by the end of this year. You'll get to see your partner. Everything will be grand. They don't know that yet. This could go on. I read in the Irish Independent just about 10 minutes ago there, an article came up in the Irish Independent that included in the government's roadmap was the cautionary measure in case we have another wave in the winter season again this year. So so that puts pain to everybody else. And poor old ladies there thinking, am I stuck not to see my partner in America now until next year or whatever it happens to be? The point is, she's willing to go to Mexico. These people are willing to meet each other in neutral countries. But the problem is they can't get past the guards at Dublin Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
surely to God, you could raise this with Mary Lou and Sinn Féin in the Dáil to say that under certain circumstances, on compassionate grounds, that these people could be allowed to see their partners. This is not some fly-by-night meeting a date online for a one-night stand. These are their partners of life.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the consequences of COVID and the COVID restrictions is this personal stuff and the mental health and the anguish which we deal with. I think it's worse. I feel, at least personally, my family feel, it's worse this time than the last lockdown.
But if other countries can do it, Dahi, why can't we? Do you realise that Ireland is third in the world when it comes to lockdowns? The only other two countries ahead of us are Cuba and Eritrea.
Mm-hmm.
Third in the world.
That says it all.
Well, I mean, I'm not here to defend the government in any way or means, so trying to start...
Well, raise this for the people.
I will give a commitment. I will raise it within my own party of Sinn Féin. I'd be happy to raise it. But also, we need to be ensuring that whoever raises it with whoever is one thing, but what we definitely need is we need a roadmap to see how we take us out of the current situation to where we want to be with dates, junctures...
Absolutely, and that's all important. And I couldn't agree with you more.
If we know that June, July, August, September, and of course we need a caveat in there, God forbid, if there's another outbreak, it is how we're going to respond. Because I hope
we can't keep doing what we're doing at the moment. I don't think
we can limp from statement to statement, vagueness to vagueness. And sometimes I think it's a battle between Leo and Michal who can get the best headline. And that doesn't do your listeners.
Well, certainly a lot of people are very upset over what happened last night. That clip that's gone viral on the internet of Leo and Michal last night talking about it, the hospitality and the two of them. Michal seemed to be laughing and Leo had this weird smirk on his face. And I don't think that really helps. It's not helpful to see that kind of behaviour.
What we need is the caring hand of support rather than the cheap headline-grabbing statement. Well, we need that for everybody, for families, for the vulnerable, for the old, and for the...
Okay, look, Dahi, I'm running out of time. You've been good to us in the past on the show, and I know you have, and I do appreciate you coming to the air at short
notice. I'm always delighted to come on your show.
And you
do provide a really good platform for people to air their views and their grievances, and hopefully, they feel their voices are heard, which is very important.
You will give me a personal promise that you will raise this with Mary Lou.
Absolutely. And
get it raised in the Dáil.
I will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. All right.
Thank you, Dahi.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Well, guys, sorry, Colin and Don, there to put you on hold.
No, that's
on AD. Dahi has been on the show before, and in fairness, he has raised other issues with Mary Lou and in the Dáil for us before in relation to these situations similar to this. I know that doesn't give you a whole amount of hope, but I do hope all of you get to see your partners soon.
It's something.
It is. It is.
Thank you so much, Niall. You know, all we want is to be given essential travel status to be allowed to safely
to visit our partners. That's all we want.
And yeah, and for people who don't understand exactly, you're quite willing to do what everybody else has to do. You get the negative test. If you have to quarantine, you have to quarantine. You understand all of that. But, you, but it's just literally getting past the guards at Dublin Airport, or in Don's case, getting past immigration.
That. We want to test. We want to isolate. We want to retest, because we want to be safe too.
And we want to keep our partners safe as well.
Yeah.
We don't want to spread this thing.
Okay, listen. Thank you, Colin, Don, and Aidy. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, thank you very much.
All right, by the way, the website, by the way, if you want to go to it, is called loveisnottourism.org. Maybe you're in that situation. They do have an Irish version of it as well on Facebook too. I'll try and get the link to that. I'll get Aisling, by the way, to put the link on our Twitter account and our Facebook account if you want to go to it, because you could be in that situation yourself. There are many people across the country who are in long-distance relationships with people in England and Spain and France and America and all over the world. And you're quite, you should be quite entitled to see your own partner. So it's, doesn't make any sense. We need to have compassion here. We need to look back in 10 years' time in history and say we treated people well during this as best as we possibly could, and we made allowances for situations under compassionate grounds for people to see to the same way as if somebody is dying in their relation of yours and they're in England or America, you should be allowed to go to see them. Of course you should be allowed to go to see them if your sister or brother living in another country and maybe they're on their deathbed. Why wouldn't you be allowed to go to see them? These are compassionate grounds, and we need to start looking at these things and stop treating people so inhumanely.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.